Hi, my name is Jay Schiavo, and I'm the Director of Product Management for the IdentityGuard Cloud Services at Entrust, and I'm here doing a presentation on why move to SHA-2 on behalf of the CA Security Council and HelpNet Security. So the first thing we want to talk about in this podcast is why are we making the move to SHA-2? And the main reason behind the move to SHA-2 is the industry is being required to move to SHA-2 as a result of the new Microsoft requirements as part of their root store. So the first thing we want to talk about is why move to SHA-2. And the SSL industry is moving to SHA-2 primarily because as a result of the new Microsoft requirements to be included in their root store for public trust. And the reasoning behind Microsoft's new requirements is that the attacks against hash functions continue to improve over time, and there is widespread concern in the industry that in the near future that SHA-1 is going to be found vulnerable to specific attacks such as collision attacks, second pre-image, and pre-image attacks. And there's also been a lot of information out in the web, most prominently on Bruce Shiner's blog, highlighting how the cost of performing these attacks against SHA-1 will be within range of an organized crime by 2018 and will be within range for a university project by 2021. So the bottom line is the potential for attacks against SHA-1 is increasing, and the cost to perform these attacks is decreasing. So what Microsoft is really requiring of the CAs is, number one, we must stop issuing new SHA-1 SSL and code signing identity certificates by January 1st, 2016. So what this means is for SSL certificates, Windows will stop accepting SHA-1 end entity certificates by January 1st, 2017. What that means is a three-year SHA-1 SSL certificate issued after January 1st, 2014 won't work on Windows after January 1st, 2017. Then you move to the next year, 2015. If you issue a SHA-1 certificate for 2 years, it won't work on Windows after 2017, and then for 1 year certificates they won't work on Windows after that date as well. So that's really what's driving a lot of the need for moving to SHA-2. In addition, for code signing certificates, Windows will stop accepting SHA-1 code signing certificates without timestamps after January 1st, 2016. So for the SSL certificates, if you need to have your certificates work and be trusted by Windows, you will need to make the move to SHA-2 by 2016 for all your certificates, as that's when all CAs will no longer be able to issue those types of certificates. So one of the concerns a lot of people have in the industry is the support for SHA-2. And the good news right now with SHA-2 support is a lot of the major browsers, a lot of the major operating systems already support SHA-2. And a lot of the major operating systems, the Mac OS's, Windows, the Windows OS's all support SHA-2. Really, if you look at where the minimum requirements are in terms of what is supported by SHA-2, it's all either obsolete or no longer supported versions of those operating systems and browsers. The challenge that a lot of enterprises face is that they may be running applications or non-browser applications that do not support SHA-2. So what's next for CAs and for the industry? First is that Microsoft does plan to review the deadlines in July 2015 and to consider whether SHA-1 is still resistant to these attacks. And whether the market is ready to move to SHA-2. So they will be taking that initiative. However, as CAs, we do feel that the move to SHA-2 does need to happen, and we can't sit back and wait for Microsoft to make those to reconsider what their requirements are. So what you'll be likely seeing from a lot of the CAs out there over the next over the short term is a resetting of the default algorithm from SHA-1 to SHA-2. Providing warnings to existing SHA-1 signed certificates that expire after 2016, imposing deadlines on or date restrictions on when the validity periods for SHA-1 certificates, and providing advice to timestamp during code signing. So every CA is going to do things a little differently, but those are the types of activities that a lot of the CAs will be undertaking. And lastly, what can you do to prepare for SHA-2? The first thing you can do is prepare your environment or review your environment to see if it is SHA-2 ready. Secondly, you can issue SHA-2 certificates for testing. So all CAs today offer a SHA-2 option when you go enroll for an SSL certificate. So you can go and get a SHA-2 cert from your CA. And then if your environment is not ready, so during your testing, if you find out that your environment is not ready, you should do two things. One, inform your product vendors that their whatever product or software that your application that you run in doesn't support SHA-2, and let them know that there's a need that to support SHA-2. But also inform your CAs. That's information that us as CAs need to understand, so we can talk amongst ourselves and also work with the different browsers to let them know how big of an issue the lack of support is out there. And lastly, you can plan ahead when renewing or buying new certificates. The more you can plan ahead and understand, where you can, start getting SHA-2 certificates and move all your certificates to SHA-2, the more prepared you'll be in the future.